End of Day of the Doorway by Moshe Lobenstein, Tuesday night.
Right, good evening everyone. Tonight, I would like to speak Dvar Halacha, which is nege a little bit to the parshas that we're holding. We're holding in the parshas Boy Shalach of Parshas of Geula. Parshas of Geula. So, I chose a topic to speak about Smichas Geula Letfila. Something that we're not, maybe not so aware about. And if we'd be aware about it, it would be a very, very exciting thing to realize what we're doing. The Gemara says in Brochas, Daftal Adam Abbas, Ezeu Ben Oilam Haba. Who is a Ben Oilam Haba? Zeh Soymach Geula Letfila Shel Arvis. Someone who is Soymach, Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael, straight away to Hashem's Fasa Tiftoch. And Rashi says, even though the Gemara says Shel Arvis, Kol Shekin Shel Shachris. But what's the Makor? Because in the Pasuk capital of Tessa finishes off, Yerotzen Mefi, Hagim Yerof Nacharam Tzuri, the Goyali, Goyali is my Go'ula, and it straight away says, Yanko Hashem Yom Tzara. And if you're not so with Go'ula Tzvila, it actually says, it's like, you're knocking on the door, you want to speak to a king, you knock on the door, and he says yes, and then you run away. It's a very silly thing to do. The king sort of comes out to you, and then you run away. The same thing is, you've come all the way, giving him all different Yitzuyim. You say how special you are. Thank you for taking us from Mitzrayim. Thank you for doing all good things. And then, you make a break. You run away. That's if you're not so good to you. That's the tachlis. And the Gemara Rachel says an unbelievable thing. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yochim, Mishum Kedek Kedosh Yitzhi B'Yushalayim, Kol HaSemech Geula Letfila, Einoi Nizek Kol HaYom Kulay. Sounds too easy to believe. What's pshat? How can it be a free ticket to Olam Haba? Yeah? Ezo Ben Olam Haba and Ezo Ezo Kolayim Kula. How does it work? So obviously the answer is you have to put a tiny drop of thought into what is being Soymach Geula Letfila. And if we know what the point is, and then if you think of that at the time of Gan Yisrael, then you can easily get this Geula. And afterwards we'll go into the halachas of it. So, the Rabbi Yoina in Brocha says, two thoughts you have to think of, either or. Either, when you think of Geula, you've just finished saying Mitzrayim Gautonu, so you've realized that you used to be Eved of Paroi, and now you're Eved Hashem. So you're considering yourself as Eved Hashem. Now that you're Eved Hashem, what does the Eved do? He serves his Rebbe. L'ov di b'chol v'avchem is Tefillah. So, if you are Maki, that God is Sol, and I am your Evet, and I'm your servant, and I need to come on to you, then you've done the point. Then you've been Soymach Geula Letfila, you've realized you're not Evet Paroi, you're Evet Hashem, and I'm going to ask you for things. That's one thing you should think of. The second option you can think of is more in the Emunah. He says, by God is Sol, you've just been Marich about. The Yidden went out from Mitzrayim v'yaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. So you've just now put in yourself, mashish in yourself, a shtikul emunah. Now when you daven, you straight away you're going to use the emunah because I need to come on to you for all my private things. So I'm using this emunah. I'm remembering the emunah that they had in Mitzrayim. I'm straight away utilizing it for myself. That's the other way of another pshat being Soymach Geula Letfila. It's not just a free ticket. You're using those two nekudas. So you're welcome to copy me, but I've written in my siddur, which I brought it with. I wrote it under the word Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael. I wrote in English, I am your Eved from Mitzrayim and serve you. That's one thought I have in Goal Yisrael. And the other thought is for the other Rabbeinu Yoina, the second pshat. In you I have bitochen, like a Mitzrayim, and daven to you. So those are, I feel, without thinking of those two thoughts, a very short thought you can have when you say Rosh Hashanah Kohen Yisrael, you're not going to get the skula of being a Ben Olam Haba, and you won't get the skula of being Eden Nizik Kol Hayom. And with these two thoughts, realizing you're Eved Hashem now, and you're having bitochen in you, in Hashem, like a Mitzrayim, you've got that. I think it's personally, I feel a geschmack when I say Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael, and I think it's a gewaltige Sache. You're welcome to write it in your own sin.
In terms of You shouldn't shout at people.
Right. Now, the question is, if it's so important to do Geulah Tefillah in davening, what happens by Shachris? We all know the halachas. Baruch Hashem Goel Yisrael, straight Hashem Tzvaseh Tiftoch. No Amen, no Chol Shmoyz, no waiting, nothing. What with Maariv? Baruch Hashem Goel Yisrael and Maariv, and we got Tashkivim, Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Kaddish. Again to Joshua, what's it all about? So, we'll do one by one. Baruch Hashem Le'olam, there's two pshatim how it started. Tosafot says one pshat, that they used to wait, used to especially Adon, because they were, the shuls were in the field, they didn't want anyone to go home themselves, so we used to have longer Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen. Meanwhile, people would come late, would catch up, and then they would, the time you finished your Shemoneh Esra, the latecomers would have also caught up with you. They must have spent quite a few minutes on Baruch Hashem Le'olam, because it's meant for the people who came late to catch up to get with your Shemoneh Esra. So the time you finish Shemoneh Esra, the latecomers, we've caught up together, and like that you can go home together. That's one pshat. The other pshat is the Torah brings, the Mishavur brings us down. The Bechlal didn't say Shemoneh Esra. In those days, there was such a pachat, the shuls were in a field, they didn't want to say Bechlal Maariv. It was too dark. What did they do instead of Maariv? Because Krishna, they could have maybe said at home or something, but they just said 18 psukim, which they're all, it's not 18 psukim, it's Baruch Hashem Le'olam has 18 times the Shem Hashemi. You can count it. It's not including Adnos, it's not including Elokeinu, or Elokim. 18 times the name Yud Yud in Baruch Hashem Le'olam, from Baruch Hashem Le'olam until Yirui Nein. Why 18? Keneged the 18 brachos. They said that, Baruch Hashem Le'olam said Kaddish and went home. They didn't damage Shemoneh Esra, it was too dangerous. So, because of this, what they did, like many tekonos, we continue it. They did actually finish off Yirui Nein, as it should be a shtikla bracha, to remember this is the end of Shemoneh Esra. So they finished off Yirui Nein, and that was it. They said Kaddish and went home. The Grada, if you want to count, you will actually find 19 times Hashem's name, the Yud Yud, because one of the psukim that they use is Hoshi'enu. If you watch carefully, you'll realize Hoshi'enu Hashem Elokeinu v'kavatzeinu min hagoyim. That one is the 19th time. Mishmur says really it's a mistake. I was doing my wrong. The Magen Avraham says it should really be a pasuk we say in the morning Hoyd Hashem Kiru Shmoy. The Imru Hoshi'enu Elokei Yishenu. It's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim. It's not in Tehillim. Ours is in Tehillim. Really, should we say in the positive ayam that we say in the morning? So that's all. We can do like our nusach, and we can have in mind that the 19th yud will be Olam Hashinim. So whatever you do is right. Whatever you do is right. So do we say Baruch Hashem Le'olam or not? So the Ramban and Minigar Eretz Yisrael, the Gaon holds that we don't say anymore. Why not? Because not again, we're not living in the Sodis anymore. So there's not going to be a Geulah Tefillah. So miss out. However, and that's Taka the Mechaber's, the Mechaber brings down that there. However, he says, the minig, if you do have the minig to say it, you should say it, as long as you're not mafsik and other things in between. So therefore, that's the minig of most of the other people in the Chutzal, it's the minig to say it. And that's our minig. Now, some people stand up for it, for Baruch Hashem Le'olam, because it's such a choshiva piece. It's actually... Oh, that's right. It's like a Shemoneh Esra. It's mamash v'shtichol Shemoneh Esra. It's 18 times Hashem's name. If you should stand up, Mishbur bring the second day. Maybe Dafka don't. Because you want to show that you're not being Yotzei Shemoneh Esra in this. You're just doing it. Zeicha how they did it then. So, everyone should do like their minig. Oh. So what, on Shabbos we don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. See asking a good kasha. See what? See asking if because it could be they weren't. I think most Shabbos they don't say because there's something to do with that because the Am Shabbos saw this was different on Shabbos. I can't remember why. Maybe it wasn't normal. Yeah. Morgan Roberts, also for that same reason, today they shouldn't be themselves. Why don't we do Baruch Shem L'Olam on Shabbos? Okay, yeah, let me get back to you. Sorry, I forgot your surname, man. Rav Dovid's from Siyot. You will get back to it, Moshe. You asked me at the end. So that's the meaning of saying Baruch Shem L'Olam, Amen V'Amen. What's it with the Hashkivim? Had Hashkivim again? So the answer is, also Rabbeinu Yoinah in Bracha says that, very interesting, the Yiddish B'chorim were petrified and nail Pesach Pesach. They didn't know, is the Ebesha going to kill them as well? They were hoping as not, but the Sotna Mashal was going wild, maybe they'll also be killed. So on nail Pesach Pesach, they all said the Tefillah Hashkivein Hashem V'Kein L'Sholim Hosim Aleinu Oyev Dev V'Cherev. It was made then. So there couldn't be a better chelik of Geula than putting it in the chelik Geula L'Tefillah. So that it's all Geula L'Tefillah. So Hashkivein is part of the Geula. Baruch Hashem L'Olam is sort of an akdoma for the Shemini Esra. Either it's a mini Shemini Esra or it's an akdoma for Shemini Esra. Even though we don't say it, it's Tzarech HaTefillah to remember the Shemini Esra, part of the Tefillah. And Kaddish, also if you know what Kaddish means, we all do know it, we're asking for the Geula HaSidah. It's Kaddish HaShemini Esra. So right, it's all part of the Geula. Therefore, there's no problem of Hefza. Of course you should remain loud. I mean, you should remain even louder. Now, the shayla is, what with Kishem Hashem Ekra? How come Kishem Hashem Ekra, by Shachris we don't say it, by Mincha we do say it, by Marib we don't say it, by Musaf we do say it, by Mali'ili we do say it? So wherever there's no problem of Gula L'Tfila, let me add on Kishem Hashem Ekra. Mincha, and Musaf, and Mali'ila. However, by Marib and by Shachris, by Marib and Shachris we don't say it. Because of Gula Tfila. Rather, the Yekas don't say Kishem Hashem Ekra ever. Oh, but I think the Olim do say it. And Hashem Sfasa Tiftoch, although that's not Mamash Meres, it's part of it. Why? Well, Hashem Sfasa Tiftoch, when Yehuda says also in Brachas, as though the Melech was saying, he's having Charot on his Avera that he did with Bathsheba, and the Pasuk finishes off, Hashem Sfasa Tiftoch, it's a long Pasuk. It's Kiloi Sachpit Zebach, you don't want the Kabbalah anymore. Let my tefillah be instead of the carbon. So we also have that in mind. We say Hashem Sosa Tiftach. We're saying we can't bring a carbon. So Hashem Sosa Tiftach instead of the carbon. Therefore, it's all a chilek of tefillah Arechter. And finally, banning out Yalav Yovoi and saying Telemata Alanisim. By Mariv Umu Kulavik. We can even say the words Yalav Yovoi or Rosh Chodesh if you want to be medayek like the Mechavah's words, like the Yechaz do it, Rosh Chodesh. On the second day, right? Well, yeah, Rosh Mechavah. The Mechavah brings over, you say Rosh Chodesh. What's Pshat? Because Mariv is more kuledik. Since Tfilis Arav is a Shus, if it's a Roshus, therefore the goal in the Tfilah, one should, but one could be more maker in it. But in Shachris it's much stricter, therefore only clap with the hand and don't say it. Another nafkamina that Marav is more kuladik gula tefillah. When it comes to tefillah b'tzibul, if you come late to Marav, don't start catching up from the beginning. Rather, that's where in then they say Baruch Hashem L'Olam to help you. Now we say it quicker. The time you start, if you came a little bit, 3 or 4 minutes late, you probably won't manage to say even with Baruch Hashem L'Olam. Therefore, tefillah b'tzibul and Marav is more important. Since tefillah sarv is a shus, you don't do gula tefillah, do tefillah b'tzibul first and go back afterwards. However, in Shachris, which is much more of a chayva, then you mustn't miss out gula tefillah. You must start with Birkat Krishna. And we'll finish off with one more thing about Shabbos. Shabbos v'shomru. Again, those who are familiar with Minigai Tzisrael, they don't say v'shomru and v'dabim Moshe on Yom Tov for the same reason, because we want to be served gula tefillah. However, our minig is to say it. Pshat is, says the other poskim, that Rishomru is Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. El Malei Rishomru saw they wouldn't have been Nigal, so it's B'schus they kept Shabbos. We're going to keep Shabbos, we're going to be Nigal. So right, it reminds of the Geula, and so to Yom Tovim Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. And that brings us to the end. of this little inyan of being served with the tefillah, the Eibishter Helfer, which you'd have to have in mind. For those who want a copy of what I've written, you're welcome to take it. Have in mind the two thoughts of being served with the tefillah and the Eibishter Taka bring the Geulah b'mehir v'yameinu.
Amen. Amen.